Art, Hiroshi Yamauchi has had a big impact on professional baseball in Seattle, but most fans don't know it. He was a mystery.
Yes, this will have to go down, I think, as the oddest ownership in Seattle history and one of the oddest in professional sports nationwide. Yamauchi was never a baseball fan. He never saw the Mariners play. He never engaged at all. But people really need to keep in mind that he saved baseball in Seattle, because back in 1991, the team was ready to be moved by its owner, Jeff Smullyan, to Tampa. So Senator at the time, Slade Gordon, decided that he would go out and try to find someone to be a majority owner. So he went to Japan and he found in Hiroshi Yamauchi a guy who was willing to return a favor to Slade Gordon, because as the head of Nintendo of Japan, he was being bothered by the intellectual pirates in mainland China, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong. They were stealing Nintendo's products and selling these knockoffs and ruining the market for Nintendo, which had already opened a subsidiary, Nintendo of America, in Redmond. And Slade Gordon was the chairman of the Commerce Committee of the U.S. Senate, and he passed legislation that really had some impact in curbing intellectual piracy. So Nintendo was beholden. Slade said, hey, how would you like to pay me back that favor? Would you mind being the majority owner of a Major League Baseball team? And Yamauchi said, yes. And in January of 92, in front of a huge press conference in downtown Seattle in a hotel ballroom, they announced the purchase, which started a huge controversy nationally, because Yamauchi was the first foreign national that would be an owner of a major league team. And the owners were finally shamed into admitting that this was xenophobic and unhealthy for baseball to deny this man. So he bought the club in 1992.
And the first 10 years, things went really well.
They did. The Mariners, for the first time, made the playoffs under Yamauchi's ownership. They made it four times in 7 years, from 1995 to 2001. They also created the emotional momentum that created the taxes that funded Safeco Field. And in 2001, Yamauchi's influence helped bring Ichiro Suzuki to America, and he became Japan's first position player to succeed in MLB. But the last 10 years haven't been so good.
Well, that's right. I mean, the absentee ownership issue has really come into play, and there's really been a lack of accountability at the top.
That's the issue that has driven Mariner fans crazy, is that Howard Lincoln, who was a Nintendo lawyer who became the CEO of the Mariners, was unaccountable. When things went wrong, we didn't understand who was the baseball brain making the decisions. And that has really annoyed fans, because what's happened is the Mariners have had 8 losing seasons in the last 10 years, including this one. So the calls have been many to get rid of this ownership. And now that apparently is upon us.
So what does happen now? Where does the ownership lie?
The ownership rests with Nintendo of America in Redmond, because in 2004, for estate purposes, Yamauchi put the team in trust. Nintendo of America has had no particular relationship with the Mariners, but they do now own the 55% that belong to Yamauchi. There's been no indication they want to keep it or sell it, but if they do sell it, it will probably go to the American minority owners, who we assume have a right of first refusal. The likeliest among them who's able to afford this is billionaire John Stanton, who most recently succeeded in selling his company Clearwire, but they have to sell it first, and we still don't know.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.